flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We got Joe to camera. John Ritchie, James, Devin, Rhea, Ruben. It's a packed house. It's wonderful to be with you. Special times in Philadelphia sports. How about them 76ers? How about it?
Hey, they got a win.
They beat LeBron.
W.
Yeah, old Maxie.
And Bronny.
My favorite player, Bronny, yeah. Maxie.
Well, listen.
By far.
Not even close. Without
honestly,
Maxie.
My only thoughts on the Sixers last night were that we got to see the Eagles players there in the front row dapping up LeBron and stuff.
It's pretty cool.
Even though the Sixers tried their hardest to not
ignore it.
Cover that whatsoever.
It's so, dude, looking at LeBron and A.J. Brown hugging, it was like, wow, LeBron is gigantic.
He really is.
He made A.J. Brown look tiny.
I know.
Monster.
Guess how many games last night was for Joel Embiid that he's missed in his 10 and a half years with the 76ers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know how to start, but I'll just, without doing any math, 10 and a half years, I'll say he's missed, 296.
I was going to say in the 200s somewhere.
Highest. 400th game.
Wow.
He's missed 400 games?
That's
wild. Almost missed as many as he's played.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost.
I think he's even hard to imagine.
436. Yeah.
436, yeah. So.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier this week. Earlier this week, I thought about it. Does he make the Hall of Fame? I think he does because he's got four top two finishes.
Because it's the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
And the Basketball MVP. Hall of Fame's a joke. It's a total. I mean, Michael Cooper's in the Hall of Fame. What are we talking about here? Like a role
Vlade's
player.
He's in. Yeah, like, there's all kinds of players.
So I think he makes it. But if it
Mitch
was
Richmond's,
but
if I it mean, was you're going to tell me Mitch Richmond should be in and Joel should. I mean, that's silly.
But if it was baseball or basketball,
he'd have no chance.
He wouldn't make it.
Like, not even in the hemisphere.
Unless he picks it up over the next 3 to 5 years. All right.
What's with the Michael Cooper slander?
No, I mean, that's it. No, you know what I mean? Like,
Michael, that's what happens Catching when you're straight. On
the
Lakers.
You're the sixth or seventh best guy on a team that's got all-timers. And that gets you the Hall of Fame? Come on.
All right. Really good on defense. Joe.
He was. Let's get to Tom in. By the way, Ree, you notice I went with Michael Cooper instead of Bobby Jones.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say Bobby Jones.
I was thinking that. I was like, why are you going after Michael Cooper? Because somebody's going to take
And
strays.
I love Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones, my guy. Remember Zinkoff used to say that?
It's very good. You did that very well.
Bobby Jones. All right, to the phones. Tom in Dover. What's going on, Tom?
Good morning, Mary.
And by the way, Bobby Jones was flat out better than Michael Cooper. So let me make sure no disagreement there. All right, hello, Tom.
What's going on? Hey, listen, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to everybody, man. You know, I could call in more, but I like to listen. You know, I really do. But I'm going to tell you, Joe, Uh-oh. The reason why we're going to beat these guys this time, man, is that our secondary is better than it was the last time, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, and my gosh. Mahomes, not even close.
You know Mahomes, well, it's close, but Cooper DeJean's the difference.
No, Cooper is a major.
No, no, that's right. That's right.
No, no, man.
But let's not act like, but hold on, let's not act like Slay and Bradbury weren't phenomenal that year. Phenomenal.
But it's just the way they all fit together.
They might have been phenomenal that year, but they wasn't good in the big game. Bradbury was not good at all that day. Period.
I don't think that. I don't think that's accurate. There were moments in the fourth quarter they were struggling. Look, let me just, Tom, let me tell you one thing about that game nobody remembers, but I do. Okay? The defense showed up for a while until they struggled. The Chiefs had five possessions in the first half. Five. They scored one touchdown and one field goal. That's good by the Eagles. That's really good. It was the second half. That's when it fell apart. So
let me say this.
Yes.
Yo, I was there. I was live and color there. They was missing tackles, a lot of missed tackles that game, right? Now they blamed it on how slippery the field was.
Yeah.
And again, the secondary did not play good, man. I'm telling you, the linebackers and the cornerbacks and the safeties didn't play good.
Well, they also got confused a couple times. I know.
And we're not going to have that problem this time, man. These guys is coming to play. I mean, everybody can come call in the radio and say this and say that. And how good Mahomes and the Miz and, you know, Andy Reid, the offensive brainiac and all that. But I'm telling you, man, our team is motivated, man. And this team is built to win. And Kansas City going to be in a dogfight come next on February.
Well, it is going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a very close game. Tom, give me a famous.
My phrase,
yes.
My phrase is from one of my favorite movies. And I would walk in the locker room if I was the coach and I'd be like Gene Hackman and say,
What are you prepared to do? You got it. It's almost like Malone in The Untouchables. What was his line? What are you prepared to do now? Something like that. Something like that.
I love that
to
movie.
Costner. As he's dying. He wants to give that line one more time. John, who is, because the Pacheco running was strong 2 years ago. Is the Pacheco or Kareem Hunt as their main guy in this game? Because they've each
Kareem
had
Hunt.
Portions of the season.
Seems like Kareem Hunt. At this point of the year, has been carrying more of the load, but I don't know exactly what the distribution looks like. Kareem Hunt is a stud.
Well, is Pacheco when healthy, man. I like Pacheco.
Pacheco, I think we overinflate Pacheco because he was the back that they used to defeat us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he had a really great season last year.
Kareem Hunt is a much better back. I think Kareem Hunt is just a lot more talented.
For what it's worth, in the AFC Championship game, they used Hunt a lot more.
Hunt
had 17 carries, and Pacheco had 5.
No, I know. I get it.
He's better. He is.
Well, it's amazing.
Better.
He was a free agent halfway through the
year. It's unbelievable.
Strange, convoluted journey he's been on.
But he's passed through most of that.
And when I watch them, Pacheco looks better. Like, Hunt doesn't impress me anymore. He used to, but when I watch the Chiefs, Hunt looks slower. Like, Pacheco still runs hard when he runs.
I love Pacheco. He's one of my favorite non-Eagles in the league. I love that guy.
Legs are like pistons. The running style itself, it's just an aggressive-looking running style. Kareem Hunt, it feels like they have more confidence in him knowing where to be, how to be, a productive member of that offense.
Well, let's take it a step
Maybe
further.
Protection has something to do with
it. I mean,
too.
Ruben, on the flip
Good
side.
Good point, Richie.
Ruben, Saquon Barkley or Kenny Gainwell? Who are you leaning on?
Oh, come on, dude. Stop it.
You know what? Kenny G's had a nice year, though. We got to give that guy.
Great year.
He's really done a nice job.
He gets in there. He works his blocks. He does a lot of different stuff. I mean, obviously, Richie can.
He's
done well.
He's going to make himself a couple bucks. He's a free agent this year. Let's talk to Seth the media. Seth, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You ready for this or what?
Look, am I ready? I'm not even sure the answer to that yet because I can get more ready. But I'm as ready right now as I can be on a Wednesday before two weekends where the game is.
Yeah, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet, Seth.
I don't even know where
it's
I'm
okay
watching
to
it.
Not be ready because we have a long time before this game to enjoy this build-up process. I love this build-up.
I want to talk about just enjoying this moment, right? I mean, we're talking about a team that is, I mean, they've dominated the NFC football landscape for a long time, a better part of this millennium, you know? I mean, they've been right there. They've had a few down years, but they've been right there. And as nervous as I am going into this game, you know, I keep coming back to the defense. I was nervous. I've called in. I've been nervous at every stage of this, the Green Bay game, the L.A. game. I've constantly been, like, wary of it. But the defense just keeps showing up, man.
They do.
They just keep doing it. And then Saquon, I mean, geez Louise, man, this guy is just, hey, every time he touches the ball, he imposes his will on whatever defense he's playing against. He just does. And it's just unbelievable to watch. So my question is, going into this game, I think a big factor, something that we had in the 2017 Super Bowl, and I'm wondering who on the defense is going to be our guy. As much as, you know, these guys are going to be ready to play, they're going to be focused, I know that. Who's going to be our Malcolm Jenkins?
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's going to keep it kind of lighthearted? Remember when he was talking
CJ GJ
lighthearted trash.
CJ GJ does that.
Come on, Tom. That's what we need.
Yeah, I don't know if Malcolm though had that on the regular. I literally don't know. I wouldn't call that light. I mean, it was lighthearted for us because afterwards we saw it and we knew the Eagles had won by the time we saw that clip. I don't know that Malcolm was late. I think Brandon Graham maybe is the most. Like, to me, if I'm next to Brandon Graham and he's doing his, hey, you're 62, we got some for you, 62. Like, I would start laughing. I mean, I think it's funny. To me, that's lighthearted ridiculousness, but I don't know, man.
You need loudmouth, crazy guys out there, and it really, it just takes some of the edge off. It takes some of the anxiety away, and Gardner Johnson, he goes out there, runs his mouth all the time. I think the guys come to expect it. They appreciate it. It's part of their preparation, almost.
I think Slay's funny.
Would they be chirping on? Would they be chirping on Mahomes a little bit?
Yeah,
or do you not chirp on? Don't you have to chirp on him a little bit?
I would.
I think you expect that. Yeah, 100%. Because what it does is it shows, and this is what I got out of going back and seeing the replays with Malcolm Jenkins, is it's showing the greatest quarterback of all time that we're not afraid of you, dude.
Well, that's
fun,
the
man.
Same thing Richard Sherman did to him, you know, when those guys battled. And obviously, in the end, Brady got Richard Sherman and Seattle in that game. But, you know, Richard Sherman wasn't backing down from anybody with that Seattle defense. Seth, give me a great answer. What's
another guy with eidetic memory?
Sherman?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. He was a great player.
Two times.
Use that word one more time. It's yours for the day.
Yeah, that's it.
Seth, what's a famous phrase?
Anywhere you go in the entire world, you know immediately as a Philadelphian where somebody stands when you say go Birds.
No, that's a nice one.
Go Birds.
Yeah. That could win.
Speaking of go Birds, you just talked again about not knowing where you're watching it. I feel like we're solving this for you. Why is this up in the air?
Dude, this is a problem.
So explain this again, but I don't know how you could possibly go to Amy's friend's house.
All right.
Like, I feel like this is over.
So here's the issue. 2017, I watched a game at my brother and sister-in-law's house with them and their kids and my mom, and it was perfect, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes. That's it. Bang.
And also
end
a small
story.
And small gathering is my preference. I want to be very clear.
Boom.
Small gathering, that was 5-6 people.
There you go.
Okay, tight, good. I got the remote control in my hand. Good.
You have the remote control at your brother's house?
What do you need the remote for, during the Super Bowl? You don't change the channel, right? Don't you just leave the remote?
Your brother needs to...
Volume.
My brother has it at times. I have it at times. It's as far as it goes.
It's his house.
Did you go reverse?
What do you mean?
Were you looking at a play or what?
Well, here's what happened 2 years ago.
Two
years
nuts.
Ago, I go back to my brother's first half. Now, Amy was going to be with her friends, and that's Graham, who I'm friends with also. But, like, it might be 35 people. It's too many people for me for an Eagles Super Bowl.
Can't concentrate.
And then you have the reality that I surprised her by at halftime, leaving my brothers and driving. And I remember listening to Merrill and Mike, and the Eagles are up 10, and we're all feeling great, blah, blah, blah. And then I get there, and the whole world falls apart. I mean, she was really happy I was there. She started crying. She was so happy because I was with her. I surprised her at Super Bowl, so that made me happy that she was so happy. But the Eagles lost.
Yeah, this isn't hard.
So the Eagles were winning.
100%
when you were
winning.
Elsewhere.
Yes.
And then they started losing. Oh, where have you been watching these last 3 weeks?
So it was his fault.
Last 3 weeks, combination, I guess, of my apartment. No, hold on. 1 week my brother's, 1 week my apartment, 1 week Amy's, I think.
Okay.
I think.
You got to go to your brother's.
The truth of all of this.
This is James. So easy. This is the easiest decision that anyone's ever had to make. Go to your brother's.
And invite Amy. So you can walk
over.
Yeah,
well, obviously, but she really wants to be with her big friend. You know,
well,
big group of friends.
Let her go with her friends. It is what it is. I know. So you it's have to do what you have to do.
This deep into a relationship, you would tend to want to watch the game with
your
girlfriend.
Of course, I'm watching with my wife. I get it.
All right, let's listen to Brandon Graham. We had him on the show. I do have to figure that out. We'll deal, but I don't feel good about it.
Do you think that this could be a real point of, I don't know,
attention?
I think we shall overcome any obstacle in this regard. But the big deal, bigger than whether we break up or not, is whether the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I mean, let's get priorities straight, all right?
Yes.
All right, let's listen to Brandon Graham. He was on our program yesterday. Obviously, we wanted to know his status. Had some fun with it, but then drilled down. Let's listen to BG yesterday. Brandon Graham, today's Twitter poll question. Do you think that guy, Brandon Graham, is going to play in Super Bowl 59? A, yes. B, no. Notice there's no C. There's no we'll see. It's A, yes, and it's B, no. Brandon, what do you, all jokes aside, what do you think, man?
You know what I do? I scroll right past that question right there. There it is. Don't even jump in it.
I want the truth.
Uh-huh, I know you do.
I want the truth.
And we are being patient right now. That's all I'm doing.
Is it? All right, so it sounds like, tell me if any of this is wrong, there is a real chance you could play, but you need to test it out and kind of see where things are. Is it fair to say you don't currently know if you will play, that it could go either way? Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a fair way to put it. That's all it is. And so I'm just, you know, just being patient, seeing what's really going on. But I know for me, man, regardless, I'm excited just to be going to help the guys, man. Whatever my role is in this game, I'm going to make sure I maximize
it. Is it a matter of physical strength? Is it a matter, like, what are the checkpoints that a doc would say to the team, yes, we can trust that he'll be good enough to be ready to go? Is it getting the strength back? Like, what is the checkpoint you got to pass?
That's right now is just, coach, he just want to see it, want to see what's going on. I don't really see my doc as much. I just be with the therapist and make sure that we working every day. And once I see him and we talk, he give me a real one.
That was BG yesterday. I get the impression he'll probably play, but obviously they're not quite sure yet, and he's got to test it out. You know, he gave us an admission.
He feels very confident, but
he seems pretty good.
Yeah. But he can't know for sure.
He has
to be in there. They have to check him again, and it's just sort of a process that he can't control.
Well, today's a big day. We'll find out if he practices.
Get the waiver ready, boys.
Nah, I don't think it's coming to that, but the T.O. thing was an all-timer. All right, I thought that he also gave us a pretty interesting admission yesterday, something that I think a lot of us thought a couple months ago, but he admitted it. Here's something else he said.
When you injured this, it had to be like everyone just thought it was over, right?
Even myself.
Yeah. You did believe it was over.
Wow.
So how did it occur?
It would be a possibility of us just talking about it. You know, I'm just like, hey, let's just go win one for me. You know what I'm saying?
So how did you get to the point where it's like, wait, I might be able to really do this?
Well, you know what? It's how you rehab. I mean, how your body feeling. And then when, like, we talk about it, like, sometimes some rehabs, you don't make it look easy. It's like, yeah, you got to take your time with certain stuff. But this is the first time I'm like, man, this is the easiest of the ones I've had. Mm-hmm. Where knee, Achilles, you had to go through those growing pains of like, man, I can't even push through certain stuff just yet. You got to let it really heal and get to that time. And I feel like in this position right now, it's been a really good rehab and the best one of, you know, my other ones.
Great. Devin, when he has the strip sack of Patrick Mahomes late in the fourth quarter to win the Super Bowl, I need the Devin Caney, Brandon Graham on field WIP interview right after
the
game.
Of course. I mean, BG is always one of the best guys to interview. So could you imagine after that strip sack?
I'm sure you have, but I'll just frame it this way to get your answer. Like, how much are you thinking about what it would be like to be out there if they win?
I don't think I've allowed myself to think that far ahead, because I don't.
Is that a superstition thing?
I think so. Like, even with the NFC Championship game, it's like, until the confetti was falling and I was on the field in the chaos, you know, doing the interviews, did it really hit me? So I think it's part superstition and part just, you know, focusing on what's right in front of me. I think the players look at it that way too.
Well, they're very focused.
But it would be absolutely incredible. I've also thought about, will I see Taylor Swift at any point? Like, these are all thoughts that have crossed my mind. And of course, I don't want to, because if I see her on the field, that probably means the Chiefs win. So hopefully I don't see Taylor Swift.
Well, pregame
Swift.
You could.
Pregame, maybe. I don't know if she goes down to the field pregame.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Ruben,
tell her to stop being a turncoat. Root for the team she grew up rooting for.
That's true.
How would that line up in your bucket list there?
Yeah.
Meeting Taylor Swift, how would that line up in your bucket list?
I think being on the sideline for an Eagles Super Bowl win would be much higher on the bucket
list.
I like it.
Ruben, one more thing here. When you guys won in 08,
yep.
your assistant GM, where did you watch game 5 and where did you go in the 10 minutes right after the game?
I was in the box, and I went right down to the field and into the dugout to give some love to some people, and then brought my family down. Got my family, grouped them up, got them onto the field, and took a bunch of pictures, have a bunch of them. They were great.
You know, one of my favorite, I can still say it, when the coaches hugged, when you guys won, and Charlie and his coaches hugged, mm-hmm. and the fanatic is right there.
That's such funny. An absurd I don't remember visual. That, but yeah.
Yeah, the fanatic.
Yeah.